Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. The long-blighted Lindy Boggs Medical Center has kind of been down and out since Hurricane Katrina. There have been a number of efforts over the years to try and reestablish something there, redevelop it, get it back into the stream of commerce. They've not been able to do so. It seems as though we have an opportunity this time with some relatively new owners that purchased that property there that have worked out a really interesting proposal to get this done. And joining us is Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners that now owns that property. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Nice to talk to you again.
Paul, yeah, absolutely. And this is, I think, as I look at the details of this, a great opportunity to get this property back redeveloped and into the stream of commerce. Tell us about how this will ultimately work and why this bond package that voters will be voting on November 15th is critical and important to this project.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. If I could take a minute just to say that when we purchased an interest in Mercy Partners that owned the property from one of the owners, our original concept was to try and redevelop the building. Without going into a lot of detail, that proved to be not feasible. And as we went through hiring consultants on urban design and doing a study of the area and help us determine what is the best thing to do to try and redevelop that site, it became clear that what we needed to do was take the building down, because you just can't develop the building. It just doesn't lay out right. And when we started looking at, okay, we're going to take it down, that building has got a 65,000 square foot basement that used to be the offices for Mercy Hospital. And we looked at that and realized that you could actually take stormwater and gravity drain it into it, hold it while the event was happening, and then when the event subsided, gradually release that water by gravity flow again back out into the system. We literally did a number of engineering studies and determined that in this particular case, a 10-year storm, 6-hour duration, that we could reduce the level that the water would rise in the street by 6 inches. And we did a benefit cost analysis that showed that the benefit to cost ratio was about 1.7, which is extremely good. So we looked at this as a way, let's get the building down. Let's try and redevelop it. And what we're kind of looking at is multifamily with a plaza separating that from a boutique office and some retail, and we think we can get that done. And what we're doing at the same time is we're improving the drainage in that area. So we thought that if the bond issue passes, it will help pay the cost to get the building down so we can then create this retention project. Actually, it will hold about 2.7 million gallons of water, benefit the city, and help us get to the point that we can redevelop the project in a better way, somewhat ground up, because we would be building on top of this retention facility. And in looking at it, and looking at the studies we had done by Gensler and others, we think when we do that, it'll also spur economic development on the adjacent sites. In fact, Sidney Torres, who has a large site right across Conti Street from this project, is kind of waiting for this blighted building to come down to start his project also. So we see it as a win-win. We help the drainage system for the area in a way that's less expensive because we already have the basement there, and it helps us get the building down to redevelop the site in a better way.
Let's explore this for the benefit of the listening audience. The city has had a desire to find locations to have these underground stormwater retention systems put in place, right? And right. Because of the density of the population throughout that neighborhood, there's just not an available tract of land to do so. So this kind of helps them, and they help you in the end.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. If you look at the H&H or the hydraulic study that the cities had done for the entire city, they did look at how they could put a retention project in this area. And you're exactly correct. There is no site to do it. Their only site to do it is in the median of the Norman Francis Boulevard, and it's not effective, cost effective, or even really that effective in terms of improving the drainage there. So this works real well because we're in as you said, we're in an area where they don't have a place to put this as they do in other parts of the city. And so it's a real benefit.
Yeah. And because they've realized and recognized that the capacity or the ability to build additional canals, it's just not there. It's cost prohibitive, and they just don't have the land to do it. So this is the approach that they've taken, and a lot of new construction in certain areas, they have to actually put in some of this. But the city has this desire to do more than just that, you know, because it's kind of limited and is a percentage of the footprint of whatever it is you're building. This obviously would be bigger.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sure, that's correct. And when you look at these water retention projects that they're looking at, that they're trying to put all over the city, it is an effective way to in effect, increase your capacity to handle stormwater without increasing pipes or canals. And because, as you say, you can't do it.
Yeah, and obviously this section of the city, this neighborhood, what retail they do have there has been very successful over the years and has created, I think, a lot of stability to that neighborhood over the years. And that's why, you know, I've always been curious and intrigued by, you know, how we're going to go about dealing with this particular building. It doesn't surprise me that it's very difficult to do anything with it. Hospitals have been traditionally, and you know this better than I, but I know this from my years at East Jeff Hospital serving on the board, is a hodgepodge of buildings. As you grew from a little footprint to a little bit bigger footprint to a little bit bigger footprint, and you know, it's hard when you look at contemporary standards as what you want to have in not only residential space but commercial space. It's rare that you find a building that aligns, especially if it was a hospital.
Right. You're exactly right. And you describe this building exactly. It's made up of seven different, an original building, and then seven different additions that were put on it in between, 1955 and 1990, and it just, nothing works out. It doesn't lay out well at all for anything else. We thought a continuum of care might lay out well in the hospital because that's four different uses, but it didn't work. It really no. didn't work.
Well, and especially when you're building under probably seven different building codes too. It just complicates it even more. I've been there, done that. You know, when you sit on a board, you evaluate these things and you make these decisions of something similar to this, and it all becomes evidently clear. You know, man, it would be great if we could just tear this whole sucker down and start over again. You know, but that's, when you're operating a business, it doesn't work that way, right?
Well, that's exactly, that's true. And when we went through this exact analysis on Mercy, and we even brought in other developers and said, do you have an idea? You know, but we just could not find an economic solution. And then when we finally said, we've got to get it down, and then we started looking at the basement and what's there and what it could do. So, because you can't use the building for the basement for any use today, right? Because it's below the water, the flood level, flood grade. And so we looked at that and said, well, this doesn't make any sense to take this out and fill it up when we could use it for that. And we could then have the air rights above it to build on. and to build, and actually most of what goes on top of it would be a kind of a public plaza, a landscape public plaza. So it really made sense. And if we can get this done with this bond issue, we can eliminate a blighted building, we can improve drainage, and we can spur economic development in the area. And Neil, you also write about the existing retail in that area. The Carrollton Shopping Center, which is about 3 or 4 blocks away, is very successful. And if you actually look at the different food and beverage and retail outlets in the immediate area around Mercy, they are very successful. So we think there is a real ability to not only put the multifamily, but to put some food and beverage, additional food and beverage retail there, and perhaps a boutique office over that retail.
No doubt. And we are convinced that this will provide the necessary dollars to complete the demolition of this space, correct?
Yes, it will. And it will provide the dollars to do the retention part. So, for instance, we've also done a certain, we've got the city model now, the city hydraulic model, and our engineers are refining it for this area. We've done a survey of the conditions of every catch basin around the site, all the storm drainage pipes around there, and then we have to design the inflows structures from the storm drainage and the outflow. So we'll be taking storm water from certain locations, bring them into a sedimentation structure through an oil separator, and we have to design all that and build all that as part of doing this. But yes, it will provide that ability for us to do that.
Absolutely. And Paul, if I may, and I don't know if y'all have figured this out yet, but let's assume for the moment it passes and the funds become available. Is there a timeline about when y'all would get started on the project?
Yes, we have. First of all, my understanding of the city's schedule is that if the bond issue, the voters vote positively for the 3 bond issues, then the city would be prepared to sell the bonds probably in the second quarter of next year. We have gotten 6 proposals, bids, if you will, for the demolition of the building, and we have actually applied for a demolition permit. So we could be prepared to start the demolition in January, frankly, which I would like to do and not wait until the bonds are sold. The issue is going to be how do we provide the interim financing, and that's what we're working, to start in January before the bonds are actually sold in the second quarter, and we're working on that now.
If I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, I think the mood of the neighborhood is sooner rather than later. In fact, a number of the folks in that neighborhood have embraced this project moving forward, right?
Yes, we've been talking to the neighborhood association. We've been meeting with them every 3 months about the project, seems like for the past 4 years, telling them, what our issues are, what we're trying to do, when addressing their concerns about how can we secure the project and keep the project as clean as possible. When they are very positive about this proposal and getting this done, and we've gotten a lot of support from them.
Yeah, I think this is one of those transformational projects for the city of New Orleans, quite frankly, and best of luck to you. Hope it it all works out, because I think it's one that creates momentum for us in trying to rebuild our population. We cannot survive where we are right now. It's not going to work. We have to grow our population. We have to grow, you know, our job force and everything along with it. You know that better than most. But I just think this is one of those important signature projects out there that we just needed to get done. So congratulations on what y'all have accomplished thus far, and best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it, and I agree with you. It can be a transformative project, because it not only addresses this site, but it'll spawn development on adjacent sites. And I appreciate the opportunity of getting a chance to talk to you about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners, the owners of the old Lindy Boggs Medical Center. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.